Dearly beloved in Christ, 35 years I've spoken about different aspects about the kingship of Christ, but today I'd like to talk about the infant Jesus of Prague. Of course, he's dressed as a king, and we'd like to explain the devotion. And it's again, we had a lot of announcements. This sermon will be short, and then at the end we'll say a prayer and thanksgiving. Devotion of the infant Jesus, or Santo Niño, has been particularly promoted through the devotion to the infant of Prague. But you can go to many countries, the Philippines, Mexico, all over the world, and there's a devotion to the infant Jesus. We can find the statue of the infant Jesus, whether it's the infant of Prague or Santo Niño, in so many Catholic homes, churches, and even schools. Now, I'll explain the story of this statue, the infant of Prague, and the devotion it fostered. The story begins with a Descalz branch of the Carmelite order. Descalz means they just wear sandals, they don't wear shoes. An austere reform of the ancient order brought about by St. Teresa of Avila and St. John of the Cross in the 16th century in Spain. The Descalz Carmelites practiced great devotion to the divine infant and spread this wonderful devotion to others. We all know that the most famous Carmelite, but we fail to reflect on the significance of her name, Saint Teresa of the Child Jesus, the little flower. In 1624, the Descalz Carmelites established a monastery in Prague. The first 4 years, however, were difficult years of great poverty, the monks not even having enough food to eat. At the time of their greatest need in 1628, a saintly woman, the Princess Lobkowicz, appeared at the monastery and asked to see the superior, Father Ludwig. He found the princess sitting in the monastery office holding a 19-inch statue of the infant Jesus on her lap. She handed the statue to him, saying, "I give you my dearest possession. As long as you venerate this image, you shall not be in want." The small statue, made of wood and wax and dressed in cloth robes, was a representation of the infant, which is familiar to all of us. The infant stands upright, his left hand holding a small globe of the world, his right hand raised in blessing. The statue had come from Spain, the princess explained, brought by her grandmother in 1556, and had been an occasion of blessing for all who honored it. Father Ludwig thanked the princess for the gift and then placed the statue in the chapel. At once the statue became an object of veneration to the religious, especially to a devout priest named Father Cyril of the Mother of God, who felt an intense attraction toward this particular devotion of the infant God. Father Cyril spent extra hours of prayer before the statue, receiving almost immediately assistance in some spiritual difficulties he was experiencing. This led him to pledge himself to the infant Jesus, promising to spread this devotion throughout his life. As the princess had predicted, the monastery began to be blessed by God for the honor paid the divine infant. Donations were received and vocations began to flourish. Suddenly, however, the progress came to a standstill as the monks were forced to flee. The 30 Years' War was still being waged, and King Gustavus of Sweden was sweeping south through Germany toward Bohemia with his Protestant troops. The majority of the Carmelite religious were consequently transferred to Munich for safety, among them Father Cyril. Although the statue remained behind, the young priest did not forget the divine infant. He continued his devotions, often looking out his window towards Prague, anxious for the safety of his statue. Only two priests remained in the monastery when the Protestant armies entered the city of Prague on November 15, 1631. These two priests were promptly thrown into prison as the soldiers plundered the monastery, destroying statues and religious objects, and stealing any valuables they could find. Surprisingly, the little statue of the infant was not destroyed. When it was thrown to the floor by a soldier, only the two hands were broken off. It would be found 6 years later, hidden in a heap behind the altar. The next 6 years were years of suffering for the city of Prague, which experienced two more Protestant invasions and a plague. It was not until 1637 that community life was properly restored in the Carmelite monastery. Among those assigned to return was Father Cyril. With great joy, he traveled to his beloved Prague and set about at once to find the missing infant. A careful search revealed the statue behind the altar where it had been thrown by a soldier 6 years before. Father Cyril lovingly dusted off the robes and restored to the image to its place of honor. Perhaps he did not notice it at first, was too busy in the cleaning of the monastery, but the image of the infant was still without its hands, which had been broken off. One day, while Father Cyril was kneeling in prayer before the statue, he heard the words, "Have pity on me, and I will have pity on you. Give me my hands, and I will give you peace." At once, steps were taken to have the statue repaired. The devoted priest on another occasion heard the prophetic words from the divine infant, "The more you honor me, the more I will bless you." And you'll see that written often with the statues or pictures of the infant of Prague. "The more you honor me, the more I will bless you." These latter words, so well known to those who practice the devotion, began at once to prove true. As news of the statue spread, so did devotion to the infant spread. In return, there were cures and spiritual blessings granted. So many, in fact, that the Cardinal of Prague came to solemnly bless the infant's chapel in 1648. In 1655, the statue was crowned with the ornate crown which it wears to this day. But why is it that Jesus wishes us to honor his infancy? It is that we might learn the lessons he came to teach us. We see in this image of the incarnate God a reminder of his tremendous love, a love so great that he willed to be born poor and weak in a stable for us. Infants draw our hearts to themselves as we hold their weakness and helplessness. Jesus came as an infant that we might not fear to approach him in prayer. In this statue, however, we also see him as a king. We are thus reminded of the homage due to him, a homage we give by obedience to his laws. For many years, the shrine in Prague was a place of pilgrimage, and many miracles were attributed to the infant's intercession. The devotion has spread far and wide, so there's hardly a Catholic church or home or classroom without its own little statue, and often with a collection of fine outfits. In Prague, the miraculous image is bedecked by the Carmelite sisters with an array of vestments for all occasions, like this one, for many embroidered with jewels and pearls, the gifts of emperors and kings. Pious custom has made sure that wherever the infant is enshrined, he has a small wardrobe as well. The infant of Prague is invoked with confidence by the faithful for all necessities, and in particular in financial difficulties. He is a patron of children, of students, mothers, and especially of the sick and suffering. Devotion books abound with novenas for all occasions, but one of the most popular is known as the Flying Novena. It's made in one day, stopping each hour for 9 consecutive hours, and then you say a following prayer. And then we've used this many times for special intentions, and the Infant of Prague has come through to grant us what we wanted or something better. And then with Immaculate Heart of Mary Church, there were a lot of problems at the very beginning, and we had a statue very similar to this one. It's on the altar now, the high altar. And sometimes it was covered with construction dust, and we dusted off. But anyway, everything worked out. And then, as we know, with our parking lot. So many of you know the prayer, but it goes like this. So Jesus, who has said, "Asking you shall receive, seeking you shall find, knocking it shall be opened unto you. Through the intercession of Mary, thy most holy mother, I knock, I seek, I ask that my prayer be granted. And then you mention your request. And then, O Jesus, who has said, all that you ask the Father in my name, he will grant you. Through the intercession of Mary, thy most holy mother, I humbly and urgently ask thy Father in thy name that my prayer be granted. And then you mention your petition. And then, O Jesus, who has said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass. Through the intercession of Mary, thy most holy mother, I feel confident that my prayer will be granted. And then you state your request. So, as you know, for about 30 years, we were not able to purchase the property next to our church and the parking lot. And then finally, we were able to. And then, as you know, it's over $1.5 million because the closing costs we had to pay for both sides, the buyer and the seller. And then afterwards, they reneged once it's in escrow. And then finally, you know, we got the property. But again, through your generosity and also through the intercession of Jesus. So earlier I thought it'd be like when we bought the church and the rectory and then we paid it off, we burned the mortgage. This $1.5 million is a lot of money. And then God, and then through your generosity and God's help, we're able to do it because we need this property. So we're passed out this prayer, so we'll just kneel and then we'll say this at the end. A prayer of thanksgiving for the graces received by the infant Jesus of Prague. O most gracious infant Jesus, prostrate before thee, I offer thee most fervent thanks for the blessings thou hast bestowed upon me. I shall incessantly praise thine ineffable mercy and confess that thou alone art my God, my helper, and my protector. Henceforth, my entire confidence be placed in thee. Everywhere will I proclaim thy mercy and generosity, so that thy great love and the great deeds which thou hast performest may be acknowledged by all. May devotion to thy holy infancy extend more and more in the hearts of all Christians, and may all who experience thine assistance persevere in returning unceasing gratitude to thy most holy infancy, to which be praise and glory for all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.